You're listening to Kink IRL. Our community needs more colors than gray to represent it. We are not the kinksters you've seen in books and movies. We are the faces you see every day. We just don't lead with the kinky parts of our stories. Between scenes, we work day jobs, walk our dogs, pick up our kids, and sweat the details for our next dungeon night. This show is voicemails, brain dumps from our world, about whatever devious thoughts come to mind. If you're here, you're already one of us. The line stays open. Up next, Apollo Pony, a cart pony based out of Florida, fresh off Camp Crucible. Here's their story.
Hey guys, it's Apollo Pony. So I'm a little groggy still. I just got back from vacation. There's a lot of warm-hearted goodbyes at the end. I'm going to miss a lot of my friends. But I had a really, really, really amazing week with zero signal at Camp Crucible, which is, for those who don't know, an adult-oriented summer camp. Clothing optional, of course, kink encouraged, nobody yucks anyone else's yum. And a ton of space to play and frolic and, you know, just be an animal out in nature. I did a lot of pony stuff, of course. That's my focus at camp. So we have a pony camp section, with a bunch of carts. I had my cart up there. I did some amazing pulling. So Adelasia has a really awesome carriage that actually Freya and some other ponies will be pulling soon for Pride up in DC. So if you want to see it, definitely check it out there. They're going to do a unicorn hitch that they're practicing at camp. But I got to pull that cart with my pony brother Samford in the pony show. So we had a fun routine where I really love Horse Girl, and Apple a Day is on the new album that's coming out in a couple days now. And we ran out, you know, pulling the carriage to that with my owner up on the carriage guiding us as a puppy. And he had a sign that's like, just say no to apples. And it was a lot of fun. And pony show went really well. There was a ton of good acts as always. I'm super psyched to, you know, be there in an act with Samford, for his first ribbon. His first camp was last year and he didn't get a chance to enter the pony show. So for him to earn his first ribbon with me, I'm just super psyched. It's such a cool memory. It was a lot of fun. Other stuff at camp. So I have a lot of good scenes. I'll probably talk about stuff at some point. But just thinking through stuff, like, to set the stage for those who aren't familiar with, like, the joy that is camp. There's no cell phone reception. But a bunch of campers have taken it upon themselves to create a postal service for, you know, communicating back and forth during camp. So there's mailboxes in various spots in camp and all kinds of hinky postcards. And, you know, everyone knows each other. So if there's a message that, you know, you drop into one of those mailboxes, the postal service will, you know, Delta Sigma Postal Service, will actually go and deliver those messages to other campers for you. So it's a really good way to, you know, memorialize your camp. So if you get fun, kinky messages from other campers, you know, you could save those and look back on those from, you know, in future years. It's always really nice going down memory lane that way. But also, you know, it's really good to, you know, even just, you know, you could send a message to yourself reminding yourself to do something. You could send a message to a photographer to show up, you know, or try to coordinate a scene through the mail. That's always a lot of fun. And I like that, you know, people have to physically write something. I think there's just something so beautiful and unique about seeing someone scribbles on a postcard. You know, it's it's just very personal. So that's one cool thing at camp. Another thing, so Pony Camp has a lot of like camp carts, and I brought my cart up as well. It's a long drive for me, but I really like that I have a cart now, and actually another pony used my cart in the pony show, which is super cool to me. So the Pony Camp is an incredible little hill with a teaching area in the center. It's a big tent that we could all sit under with a bunch of hay bales, and on the side of a building there's a wash station, heated water because we're bougie ponies, and just a really nice stand for actual wash downs if you're working hard or you get muddy or whatever else. You could do a lot of aftercare scenes there. There's a bunch of different stalls that are set up, the pack room, just a ton of area to play, or we use tennis courts that are there, for carts and other things, or we have to be a little more level surfaced. Camp has a pretty long road with a big hill, so it's a lot of fun to pull across various people and ponies down to the different meals that we do. There's 3 meals a day at camp, so that's a ton of fun. The big hill's hard to get up, but it's always worth it. I feel like there's a Pony Castleford this year brought a really, really cool stall that he built out and set up here. So if you see this, because he explained it to me, it's going to travel around the other pony events. It's a bunch of different boards that he has. He spends about 4 hours building everything out that first day. But honestly, I think that's so cool because it's like you get to do like you he made work for himself, and he gets to feel good about it after. And it's work. You're working out your muscles and staying the strong pony, and I don't know, it's so cool. But his stall, the idea of it is that he's going to build it out of these different pony events. So if you do see it travel around, definitely, try to customize it in some way, or carve your name into it, or put a sticker on it or something. Because I want to see all the other cool ponies' names and what they did with it when it makes it back to Camp Crucible next year. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm. This is like giant ramble. But, thank you to all my friends, my owner, Samford, Emily, Freya, everybody at camp for all you do every year to make such an amazing experience. I know I'll talk more about various scenes and stuff, later on, but it's just been a whirlwind and probably my favorite camp yet. So yeah. If you haven't heard of it, check out Camp Crucible. It's a really, really good time. And if you're already a camper, share your story. I'm so excited to see what other people got up to at camp. So, but yeah, I love you guys, and have a great one. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Kink IRL. Music is Cosmic Girl. If you've got a story of your own, a scene that stuck with you, a confession, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 848-321-KINK. That's 848-321-5465. Up to 10 minutes. Want to stay private? Choose the voice changer option, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.